Chapter 17. The Mound. After making the arduous journey over the mountains to the place of power, the disciples met Prajna at an old mound. This time, Prajna was not alone. She introduced to the visitors the holder of ancient knowledge, Shamaness Atinza. She was not young, but a very beautiful woman, with a royal straight posture, long black hair fixed in two braids, and wise eyes that were a little faded, but still had a luster. Her light brown loose dress was tied at the waist with a belt, on which hung various amulets on leather laces and bird feathers. Feathers and natural stone jewelry adorned the ribbon that ran down her forehead and was lost in her hair. The mound was surrounded by individual megaliths and the moss-covered ruins of an ancient temple. Atinza began to share her wisdom with the travelers in a picturesque glade strewn with flowers and offering a beautiful view of the nearby snowy peaks. Ancient people knew that a man, dying physically, continues to live in the subtle world, where he has powers and abilities inaccessible to us, the main of which is omniscience. And, realizing this, they wanted to keep in touch with their ancestors, especially with the most prominent of them, priests and shamans, as they could help those living on Earth in many ways. To establish such a connection, ancient burials in the form of mounds, mausoleums, and pyramids were made. Ancient people kept stupas, with a part of Buddha's remains, kept in temples holy relics, or any other objects belonging to a saint or a magician. Through this, they kept in touch with his subtle body. Even modern church funeral services and parents' days, when people visit cemeteries, are echoes of such rituals, the meaning of which has long been forgotten, Atinza said. The people listened to the amazing revelations with bated breath. Some nations buried their relatives right under the house they lived in, the shamaness continued in a measured voice filled with power. But evil people and sorcerers were buried far away, and such places were avoided because even after death, they could do evil from the subtle plane. Then the tradition began to be forgotten, and in mounds, mausoleums, and other ritual constructions, they began to bury just rich or powerful people, who could be even evil and who should be buried somewhere in perishing places. In stupas, instead of things or remains of Buddha or other saints, they began to put sacred scrolls, relics were falsified, and the essence of the rite of connection with the dead began to be forgotten. The shamaness looked around at everyone present and solemnly said, "Today, on this important day from the astrological point of view, I have gathered you to reveal this ancient knowledge. The priests, in order to get the help of the dead from the subtle plane, conducted rituals to tune into them and to saturate them with energy. With this energy, they could give better help to the living, for both here and there, any work requires strength. And the power that both spirits and the dead feed on is psychic energy. On their plane, of course, there is a certain amount of this energy. But it is obviously not enough for many magical actions and helping people. Tell me, how is it possible to transfer this psychic energy to spirits?" Alice turned respectfully to the woman. "There are two ways," Atinza answered eagerly. "The first is through blood sacrifices, because during the death of living beings, a large amount of this energy is released. Sometimes, after great sacrifices and special rituals, the living were helped by whole groups of ancestors and spirits. Nowadays, this method of the ancients is practically lost, but in all ancient writings, such as Vedas, Bible, texts of Sumerians, we find a reference to this. The sacrifices were also used to placate evil spirits so that they would not harm or kill people. Such rituals often prevented wars and epidemics, which were organized by demons to find food for themselves. Sometimes the animal was not killed, but simply dumped on it the negative energy of a person or tribe, and then let them go. Sometimes the priests also made human sacrifices. For this purpose, a pure sinless person was taken and given a task, what he should do in the subtle plane to help the family after death. As a young, sinless person in the first time after moving to the subtle plane possesses great power and gets to high levels, where he can get help of higher beings. angels and archangels. There were myths that said he was sent to the gods. It was never a violent act, but an act of heroism and self-sacrifice. Though life in the subtle plane is much simpler than in ours, Atenza finished her story. The disciples were very surprised by everything she was talking about, and they did not even notice the little rain that started during the sermon. However, there were also cases when people were sacrificed instead of cattle, the shamaness added. They were usually captives or slaves, as their lives were valued less. And how did the young sinless man understand, going into the subtle plane, how exactly to help his native tribe, and what to do to attract the help of angels? Arthur asked. He was specially trained by the priests, and only those who passed the training were sent on this mission, Atenza replied. If we took a goat, would it be possible to perform a ritual and dump our negativity on it? Ruslan asked a question, looking at the shamaness carefully. For this purpose, Atenza began to explain, people remembered all their sins, offenses, jealousy, anger, fears, and feeling them, put their hands on the animal, giving it this negative energy, and themselves, renouncing these bad qualities, gave it the energy of disease and suffering, spoilage, curses. But before doing such a practice, you should feel, see in yourself what you want to get rid of, and transfer this feeling from yourself to the animal. Some animals themselves take away the negative energy of people. For example, cats. Does this energy harm the animal? Alice asked. Yes, in large quantities it is deadly, and the animal dies, the shamaness admitted. But in a small amount, such as a cat takes, it is imperceptible to the animal. That is why it is good for sick and unhappy people to communicate with animals, to take care of them. In this way, they can purify themselves, if of course they do not hold on to their misery, as is often the case. It is especially useful for children, and in the case of mental illnesses, it is especially effective. The same purification occurs in nature, in communicating with plants, bathing in clean rivers and lakes, while staying at the places of power. One can notice a special difference between a place where there has been no human being for a long time and places of mass recreation of people in nature. There is a completely different atmosphere there. Where there have been many people, it is as if they were stuffy and dirty, although everything around may be clean and tidy. This is how one feels the psychological dirt left after a person. Ablution and grounding also help to get rid of impurity and negative energy. Why then, in the story of the scapegoat in the Bible, asked Lyria, did they first kill one goat and smear its blood on another goat, which was then driven out into the wilderness, and the sins of the people dumped on it? The first one was killed in order to use his blood to collect larvae, evil spirits tormenting people, and then, having baited them with their blood, moved to the scapegoat, which was after kicked out, covered with larvae and other evil things, explained Atenza. Why did the Mayan priests tear out the hearts of living people and put freshly peeled skin on themselves? Victoria, one of the students, asked. Thus, began to explain the omniscient Atenza, they enriched themselves with the energy of the victims and took their kut, personal power, and it can be taken only while a person is still alive, as in the dead, it is already dissipated. But you have to know how to do it. You have to know the ancient rituals and be a shaman. If any maniac wants to repeat this ritual, he will not succeed. But a person can enrich himself with energy without killing. It is just necessary to communicate more with children and young people, trying to establish good relations with them, because they simply emit a huge amount of this energy. So, maybe it's vampirism? Angela suggested. In fact, any sick and old person is an energy vampire, answered the shamaness. But here, children just give their extra energy, which they don't know where to put anyway, and just radiate it into the space. Of course, if one child is placed among sick old people and they touch him physically, he may get sick. But if there are many children and one old man, then everything will be normal. I will explain to you all the techniques for working with psychic energy. Wise one, tell me, what other ways are there to transmit the energy of the dead? Alice asked, wanting to understand the subject as thoroughly as possible. You said there are two main ways. The first is blood sacrifice, and the second? Besides blood sacrifices, there is another effective way of transmitting the energy of the dead in order to get help from them and also to help them, Atinza answered readily. It is prayer for the deceased, accompanied by a request to them. Group prayer, in which people have strong, sincere feelings, is especially powerful. It is important that what a person wants is something he or she really cares about and has a strong desire for. However, if it is a selfish or bad desire, one should go to the grave of a black magician or villain. But in this case, a person can suffer from connection with him. This is the basis of black magic rituals and the so-called sale of the soul to the devil. If a person turns to the light powers, saints, great priests, deceased shamans, then his goal should be altruistic. He should tune into the good to help people, to do something good and light for everyone. The shamaness finished her explanation, looked around at everyone present, and smiled enigmatically. Now, formulate your wishes as clearly as possible, and we will begin the ritual, she said. Arthur could not immediately decide what he wanted. He walked around the clearing for a long time, looking at the mountains and clouds, and finally decided to ask for a plan to organize the production and sale of miracle drops, and also that the spirit would help him to realize this plan. And, in gratitude, he decided to give all the received surplus money for the creation of the Children's Center of Lyria, Field of Love, where the harmonious development of children will be carried out according to new, or rather, ancient, educational systems based on love and understanding. When each of the students had mentally conceived his or her wish, under Atinza's guidance, they lay down on the ground and merged with the spirit of the place. Then walked around the mound three times around the sun, sat down on its northern side facing south, and began to pray for the deceased. Suddenly, it seemed to everyone that the mound became alive. Suddenly, the wind blew, and Alice saw a whirlwind going into the sky above the center of the mound. Now, ask for your wish, announced the shamaness Atinza. Arthur began to pray and waited for the plan to reveal itself to him. He felt some energy on the top of his head that gave him a state of clarity, but no thoughts or images came. What is it? He thought. Where is the plan? At the end of the ritual, Atinza said that everyone altogether should thank the spirit of the deceased. The disciples put their palms together in a gesture of gratitude, sincerely said thank you, and said goodbye to him. No one wanted to leave. Everyone was in some unusual altered state of consciousness. Everyone wanted to share their impressions and feelings with each other. I can see, Alice said to Arthur, a glow on the top of your head, and the heads of others too. Oh, how interesting, said Arthur. What is it? I don't know, said Alice, waving her hands. Then they approached Atinza, and Arthur asked, I wanted the spirit to give me a business plan, but no thoughts came to me. What does that mean? The shamaness looked at the guy with a wise smile. It gave you the energy to make a plan, Atinza explained. And when you start thinking, it will appear, because now you have what is called inspiration, or clarity of mind to see it. All wishes do not come true immediately, but if the spirit helps, they will definitely be realized, she assured.
Do you want to know more? Watch the animated masterpiece that reveals the mysteries of humanity. Discover more sacred knowledge in books. You can meet the main characters of books at our seminars. Find your amulet of power. Participate in an individual ritual. Open free channel with daily spiritual practices for yourself. All these you will find on our website www.amazon1.org.